This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An arrest has been made in Greece in the wake of Tuesday night's head-on collision between a passenger train and a freight train. Dozens died in the country's deadliest rail crash in living memory. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
A local train station master has been arrested over the deadliest train crash to hit Greece in living memory. The man is denying any wrongdoing and has attributed the accident to a possible technical failure, according to government and police sources. The passenger train and a cargo train collided head-on on Tuesday night outside the city of Larissa, killing dozens and wounding more. Many of the victims are thought to be university students on their way back from a long holiday weekend. The passenger train was carrying over 350 people and heading to the city of Thessaloniki on the Aegean coast, according to Hellenic Train data. The government has declared 3 days of national mourning with flags at half-mast.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. A Ukraine official says frontline troops may pull back from Bakhmut. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
An advisor to the president says Ukraine's military could retreat from the key eastern stronghold of Bakhmut amid a relentless Russian offensive that sought for months to capture the city. Alexander Rodnyansky says our military is obviously going to weigh up all the options. So far, they've held the city, but if need be, they will strategically pull back. We're not going to sacrifice all of our people just for nothing. The battle for Bakhmut in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region has become a symbol of Ukrainian resistance, with Russian troops taking heavy casualties in a months-long campaign to capture it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taiwan reported on Thursday a second day of large-scale Chinese Air Force incursions into its air defense identification zone. Taiwan, which China views as its own territory, has complained for the past 3 years of stepped-up Chinese military activities near the self-ruled island. China has said its activities in the area are justified as it seeks to defend its territorial integrity and to warn the United States against colluding with Taiwan. French President Emmanuel Macron began a four-nation tour of Africa on Wednesday after announcing a different kind of relationship with the continent amid growing regional opposition to French military involvement and support for closer ties with Russia. Annika Hammerschlag reports.
As part of the new strategy, French military bases in Africa will transform into military academies, while others will eventually be co-run with African partners. But as France has distanced itself from the continent, other parties have moved in. Private Russian military group Wagner has established a presence in Mali and the Central African Republic, where it has been accused of atrocities such as torture, rape, and executions. Macron said he did not accept responsibility for the worsening security crisis in Mali and that he would not let France become a scapegoat. Annika Hammerschlag for VOA News, Dakar, Senegal.
Tesla said it will cut the cost of its next generation of vehicles in half, largely by using innovative manufacturing techniques and smaller factories. CEO Elon Musk and other executives outlined the goals during a presentation at its Austin, Texas headquarters on Wednesday.
So there is a clear path to a sustainable energy Earth. It's not, it doesn't require destroying natural habitats. It doesn't require us to be austere and stop using electricity and sort of be in the cold or anything.
Musk announced that Tesla plans to build a new factory in Mexico near Monterrey. He said the new factory will build the next generation of vehicles, but will not take production from any other factories where Tesla expects to expand production. And Musk's other company, SpaceX, will try again at sending NASA's next long-duration crew to the International Space Station on Thursday. Two NASA astronauts will be joined by a Russian cosmonaut and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates for a six-month science mission aboard the ISS. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, topped with a Crew Dragon capsule Endeavour, was set for liftoff sometime this hour from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The four-man crew should reach the International Space Station early on Friday morning. Monday's initial attempt to send the crew to space was called off less than 3 minutes before liftoff due to a clogged filter that prevented the flow of fuel to the rocket's main engines. I'm Richard Green reporting for